For the board meeting dates, do we need a vote on that, or is that just a notification?
That's just a notification, there's no vote, just...
That has been updated, though.
But you might just open it up, and if board members have an issue with any of the new meeting dates, they can let you know. I was halfway concerned I don't have a form today. It's so good.
I'm just trying to be in five places at one time, you know?
One means we're at church meeting. Tell them you're gonna feed them, they'll show up.
Wow.
Some truth to that.
Well, I stand, I will show up.
Which one?
Bears.
Bears are playing well. If you're talking about college bears, you can see them.
You can see me?
Yeah, they got stepping up here, shooting it in the lead.
They did. Kevin, do people dress up around here for Halloween?
This year, we're gonna do something a little different. There's actually a Halloween contest for costume.
We're gonna do it. People can dress up all week starting tomorrow.
We decided not to do it starting today.
Well, that's
vampires roaming in the hallways during board meeting day.
That would have been more fun, I was saying.
Would have been entertaining.
I think the spider ought to be on the monitors that come through the door.
I'll take note of that.
Had it on that post, but Mandy didn't like it.
Okay, it's 12 o'clock. I'll call to order the Tarrant County 911 District Board of Managers special meeting for Monday, October 25th, 2021. We'll move straight into the agenda. Item number two, assistance programs.
Okay. To see in your packets, we've got both the assistance programs votes for the PSAP ECC assistance as well as for the interoperability assistance programs. These have been updated based on last discussions to include the spreadsheets that indicate the amounts for each municipalities that are going to be available for these programs.
Any questions for Kevin on the board? Rich? Mr. Brunson? Okay.
Y'all talk too quick. The items that are listed on the interoperability assistance programs as allowable expenses, those are all listed in the FCC order that was released last week or the week before as being allowable expenses, so we don't have any exposure going forward if we order something off this later.
Okay.
Is that a question or is that?
That's a question.
There has been nothing specifically put in here based on that, I believe, since that is not anything that's really been official other than from the strike force for the FCC.
Okay, but the order did say that if you had questions, there were places to go to get clarification. And I would request that we that we ask for those clarifications.
Just confirm that what's on here.
Yeah, go ahead and prove it today.
Okay.
But let's be sure that we're not doing something that's going to cause us to get taken away from the honeypot going forward.
Okay.
So we'll come back to the next meeting with verification of what matches up.
Well, I have no problems with proving it today. But there was something.
Are you following that, Kevin? So that's listed,
I can take that.
Section 1 is not specifically provided for a strike force report, and contact the strike force and see if these are okay or not.
We'll verify those and get relay on that today. So I can do that.
Give us something that we can fall back on.
Okay.
Safety net. Any other discussion?
Because I was not here last board meeting, was there anything that was requested to be added or changed about the ECC allowable expenses?
No, I don't believe there's anything that's included. No, there's everything. The ECC was pretty straightforward except for the spreadsheet just attached.
Well, yeah, I did a presentation that I can have them email you.
That would be great. The only other thing that I wanted to see, in our last approval, we talked about making sure that all the expenditures from the previous year align, so that we could look at this every year to make sure that we're not missing something. Can you get me a list of all the expenditures that were made under the ECC assistance program for last fiscal year in case we need to make any adjustments? If nothing's changed, I think it's probably pretty all-encompassing.
We had a coin discussion, challenge coin discussion.
Okay.
You know, clearly there are a few things that are a little out there, and I think those are the kinds of things we need to pay attention to.
Okay. So maybe if we can look, and if there's anything that doesn't align that we need to add, we could always come back and do a revision for this year, have the board approve that if there's anything we did not include here that we need to further clarify.
You want to see that by the next meeting?
Yes, please.
All right. Any other comments? Chief
Davis?
I have
a question.
Yes, sir.
Looking at the dollar amounts here, there are some of these departments that are in consolidated relationships. So, like Fort Worth is dispatching fire for Sansom Park, but does that have any bearing on these numbers, or is that their police agency as well and things like that? Because I know this Fort Worth police and fire have different dollar amounts here, so I wanted to clarify that and make sure that.
That's probably something we need to take a look at as consolidation occurs. We
right.
need to see what that does to the overall calculation.
So I'll just throw that on the table for discussion at some point.
Or maybe to clarify that here to Chief's point, is this Sampson Park PD?
Right.
Did you have the same situation with like Mansfield, Pinnadale?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know.
Maybe just so we clarify here.
I'll get clarification. I remember when we did this back in the day, they had the concept behind that. So those funds should be, for example, Kennedale's rolled into Mansfield.
Mm-hmm.
The exact verbiage that was put in there regarding how those occur, I just don't remember off. But I know what's being done with those consolidated sites. For example, the Netcoms, the North of Hills.
But you may have a 50-50 split situation with Sampson Park. Okay. Any other requests for Kevin? We have a motion from the board.
So moved.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Do we have to abstain from on the record from our individual forward? Should we do that, or is that?
I think this is a matter of that. This is just a matter of the listing. Of
yeah, this is just approving the policy, so I don't see that any abstentions necessary to this.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we'll move into executive session for Section 551.074, deliberation regarding the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal, or to hear a complaint or charge as a public officer or employee. The issues we're talking about today with the executive director position and the human resource administrator position.
hiding back here now?
Actually, we're not going to hold spots right here.
Okay, it's 1:28. We're coming out of executive session back into open session. Entertain a motion from the board.
I move approval of the district hiring Stephanie Lane as the Human Resources Administrator.
Second.
Any discussion? We have a second by Chief Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next item.
Yep. So I'll make a motion that the Tarrant County 911 Board of Managers of the district enter into an employment contract with the Tarrant County Emergency Assistance District with Sherry B. Decker for the position of Executive Director of the district.
Seconded by all.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Sherry, we are very happy to welcome you as our Executive Director. Tarrant County 911. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll stay on the agenda. Kevin, do we have something we had to follow up on?
Only I noticed that the board meeting dates, they've been updated based on there was a change for June 20th to June 27th. That's the only difference we'll see here. This is a notice for next year board meeting dates.
Okay, thank you, sir.
We appreciate your flexibility.
We appreciate your service during the transition. I was going to say really, that as well, really so thank you.
But the minutes reflect that.
Yeah, great
Shane
job.
Shane Patel also did quite good.
Yes.
They all ran.
You guys are a great
team.
You're a great team, and we really would appreciate your support from the new director. There's a quality team here, and you two in particular are really stellar, and we want to thank you again for your service.
I can tell you they did a great job, and we talked with them on a few issues, but they were on top of everything, and we made suggestions. They got to it right away. Very impressive.
Yes, thank you.
All right, seeing that, no public comments, we'll consider the meeting adjourned. Thank you.